Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's good to be with you as always. And I have the distinct pleasure of sitting across from a new friend of mine. Sharon Avent is the president and CEO of Smead Manufacturing Company. And she is a lot of different things. She's a leader of a paper company, a company that makes paper products and office products that you probably know about. You've seen their products around the world. You probably use a lot of their products. And she's a third-generation owner of that business and also a recipient of an outstanding businesswoman by Office Depot at the conference here this week. Let me bring you on to the show. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your award last night.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us a little bit about the award.
Well, the award's a Visionary Award, and it is a real exciting time for women in business because Office Depot has started this Visionary Award program at their conference, and this is the fourth year, of course, mm-hmm. that you know. And it's given to women who have succeeded in their personal life or their professional life, and it is really wonderful to hear the stories, and I am so proud.
Very inspirational, and you did a good job last night of contributing to that yourself.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited. I know it makes you very proud to be a third-generation leader of Smead Manufacturing Company.
It sure does. Family companies are kind of, well, they're still there, but there's not as many as there used to be. And there used to be a little thing about the third generation that, you know.
There is. No, there still is that thing. It's there. It's just that it doesn't always happen that way.
Well, not on my watch.
Yeah, good for you.
I know.
What is it? The first generation founds it, the second generation grows it, and the third generation blows it or something
like
that.
That's what they say, but it's not going to happen.
No, I can see that now. Now, folks, if you've ever opened a file drawer and pulled open I can see all the Smead boxes in my office. I mean, there's thousands of dollars worth of Smead products we've used over the years. And the hanging files, mm-hmm. we use those a lot. And we use the accordion, with the ones with the gussets and all that.
The expanding files.
Right. That's right. I knew that I wasn't saying it right, but you knew what I meant, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so we use those, and it's a great product. Now, is it privately owned?
We are a privately owned company,
mm-hmm.
Founded in 1906
by
Charles Smead, and he had one product at that time. And my grandfather went to work for him, took over the company in 1916, and then my father came along. My father kind of got gypped a little bit because he really only was president for about 9 months, and
really?
He had a heart attack. My grandfather had a stroke, so actually my father ran the company,
mm-hmm.
but he only was president for about 9 months.
He only got
months.
To be and hold the reins for a short
right.
time.
Yeah.
But it's been woman-owned since the 50s.
Since 1955,
right.
my mother took
Long
over.
Long before you were born.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I was here. We kind of have a little saying at work that if I got cut, I'd bleed Smead red.
Well, now, and so your mother has owned the company basically since the 50s, and now you, and mm-hmm. How many employees do you have?
We have about 3,500 worldwide.
I see. How many manufacturing plants?
We have 8 in the United States and 5 overseas.
Right, that's great. And how many U.S. employees do you have?
We have about 2,700, 2,800.
Well over the majority of your employees are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about women in the marketplace? Well, how do you think things are going for women in the marketplace these days?
Oh, I think there's great opportunities for women. I work with women all the time, and it's really exciting, and I think that they've found their place, and I think they really have a passion about their work, and they do a good job, and they're climbing that ladder, and they're, you know, at this conference we've seen many women who have really truly made a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Well, and one of the fun things I get to do, Sharon, is is as the small business advocate is I get to see a lot of small business owners. I get to talk to a lot of them. A lot of email from them. They subscribe to my newsletter and everything. I just a lot of different ways. And I, whether in person or electronically, I get to see the lights come on in their eyes, men and women. But it's really fun to see the lights come on in women's eyes when they say, you know what, I can do this from my own account. I don't have to depend on somebody else. I can make my own way in the marketplace. And not just handing somebody a resume, but now they're handing people their balance sheets.
That's right.
And not the, instead of the resume.
That's right. Women don't like to owe bills. I mean, my mother, that was one of my mother's first rules was, whatever you do, Sharon, pay your bills.
Yeah.
Make sure your credit's good.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, you'll be okay.
Tell us where you're headquartered.
We're headquartered in Hastings, Minnesota.
Now, I know where Minnesota is, but I don't know where Hastings is.
Hastings is right on the Mississippi River, about 30 miles south of Minneapolis, St.
Right,
Paul.
Right. I've been there many times. I've been north of you, but not there. How big a place is Hastings?
Hastings is about 19,000 people.
All right. Now, give us a website. If you got a, I'm sure Smead
yes,
has a website.
We do have a website. It's www.smead.com.
Smead.com. That's S-M-E-A-D. And of course, Office Depot's, I'm sure you sell a lot of products to Office Depot.
Office Depot's our largest customer.
Yeah, I can see that. But now, who else, when you sell your products overseas,
mm-hmm.
when did you start selling overseas?
I became president of the company in 1998 in July, and we purchased our first European operation in 1998 in August.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a scary kind of time because
yeah.
we didn't know what we were going to expect. But we've got a lot of good employees, and we're gaining market share. It takes time. The product's very different from what you find in the United States.
Is that right?
It is.
How is that?
The filing's done very differently. They file in what they call they're big. I'm missing the word, but they're more like a file box.
I'll be darned.
They're very neat. Very neat over there. I mean, everything's put away.
They're not messy like us.
Well, my desk looks a little worse than theirs.
I got one of those too. Sharon, congratulations on your visionary award here at the Office Depot Conference for Business Women. Very proud of you and proud of your company. Thank you for all you do for America and for helping small business owners stay organized.
That's how we started. We had a lot of small businesses that we worked with, so we're
right.
very proud of that.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations again. I hope to see you another time.
Thank you.
Sharon Avent, ladies and gentlemen, the president and CEO of Smead Manufacturing Company. Think of them next time you're filing, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Remember, I'm at Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women in Boca Raton, Florida. 20 after. Stay with me. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I'm excited about Kathy Bonner being in front of me, ladies and gentlemen. It's so much fun. You know, folks, I do a lot of interviews every year, over 1,000, and most of them are not with my guests. But when I travel, I get to be across the table from my guests, and especially all these lovely ladies that I've been able to talk to today and yesterday. It's been a lot of fun. Kathy Bonner, ladies and gentlemen, is an amazing lady. She's the president of Bonner Incorporated, which is her own small business, but she's also the founder and the president of the board, the chairman of the board of something called a women's museum. And we're going to get her to tell us a little bit about that in a second. But she's also a visionary award winner for the conference here at the Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you, and you really had some wonderful things to say last night. Really inspired over 1,000 women here. It was a little scary for me being kind of the token guy, you know.
There were
a couple of others. Yeah, I'm watching my P's and Q's around here, though. Kathy, tell us about Bonner Incorporated.
Bonner Incorporated is an advertising firm. 25 years.
Started when you were three.
That's right. I was three. I'm 12 now. We have a very small market niche, but one that I really love to work in, and that is that we do the advertising for State 529 College Savings Program.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I do the advertising for the state of Texas, the state of Virginia, and the state of Washington.
Is this the state-managed tuition program?
Yeah. We pay tuition and college savings. They're called 529 programs.
I have one of those for my son.
Right. Well, you made a good investment.
Yeah, I think so, too. How did you get to kind of be the advertising firm for them?
Well, I started in 1996. Right after I had been the Director of Commerce for the state of Texas under Governor Richards, and I wanted to... them to prepay tuition at today's cost, no matter what it is, mm-hmm. when the child goes to school.
Right.
So I really believed in them. It was something that would really help parents and help children get educated. So it's just been a dream client.
It's helped a lot of people. It sure has. Now, let's talk about the museum.
All right.
And by the way, does Bonner Incorporated have a website?
Yes, BonnerIncorporated.com.
All right. That's good. So people can contact you, and you'd be glad to help them to work with them if they'd like for you to, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And let's talk about the museum. Now, this is the only women's museum in the United States?
It's the only comprehensive women's history museum in the United States. There's a Women in the Arts Museum in Washington, D.C.
Right.
But this is a history museum.
For whatever discipline or whatever they do.
Well, it's about American women, mm-hmm. and it's primarily the last 200 years of American history, the accomplishments and contributions American women made to make this country great.
Well, and I saw a little bit of that, next time I go to Dallas, I'm gonna check it out.
Right.
And now I want to make sure people remember or realize that the museum is in Dallas, but your office is actually in Austin.
Yes, I live in Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
The museum's in Dallas in a historic Fair Park, and you can go to our website, thewomensmuseum.org, and find out all about it.
Thewomensmuseum.org. And how many different ladies are featured there?
We have over 5,000 women's stories. We really believe in the power of stories.
Right.
Famous women, not famous women, women that have accomplished and overcome great odds to do the things they've done. And it's truly amazing because these are the stories lost in history that mm-hmm. no one's ever heard of.
Exactly. Yeah, and there was a something about a quilt. Didn't you tell a story about a quilt last night?
Yes, we have the icon symbol for the museum is electronic quilt, a 40-foot 21st century version of a quilt, because, of course, every quilt tells a story,
right.
And that's what we do.
Well, it really struck home to me because I thought about my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
who was a master piecework quilter, and I still have some of her quilts. She lived to be now almost 100 years old, and I still have some of her quilts, and I wouldn't... They're priceless, you know.
You know, the needle arts were the only art form controlled and passed down generation to generation by women. So we focus on those. There was credible artists that did that work.
You know, the thing that I remember, I have quilts, and there are pieces of cloth in that quilt that I remember the clothes that my grandmother made for my mother, my sisters, or my cousins, and the snippings were wound up in this quilt. Isn't that a great way to
see? It tells
remember.
A story. It tells a story of your family.
It really hit me when you told that last night. Kathy, I'm so proud of you for your being recognized as you for the effort that you put into this, your business, and also on behalf of women. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Jim.
And thewomensmuseum.org. Check that out, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy Bonner, thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, and I'll be right back. It's 29 after. I'll be right back in just a few minutes with Nell Merlino. Stand by. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Celebrating 6 years as radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day. And don't forget, my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Deborah Rosado, ladies and gentlemen, is an old friend of ours. She's been with us before, and she's back again today. And the reason is, one of the reasons, besides the fact that she's a really cool lady, is the fact that she got an award last night. And I'm very proud of her. She was one of the recipients of the Visionary Awards, of the six, actually, Visionary Awards that they gave away last night, that they recognized last night at the Office Depot's 4th Annual Success Conference for Businesswomen. And we're here broadcasting from that venue, introducing you to some of these fine ladies. And Deborah Rosado is one of them. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. And congratulations on the award, the Visionary Award that you received, along with some other ladies, including Serena Williams.
That's right.
Including a former Rear Admiral in the Navy. So they were in some pretty good company with you, weren't they?
Quite impressive company. That's right.
Tell us about the award that you got.
Well, the award is a Visionary Award, and I think it really just recognizes not only what I've done, but really recognizes what women are doing everywhere, that we really have a tremendous capacity to do an incredible amount of things, and certainly that's what we're doing in business.
Sounds like you feel like you accepted that award not just on your own behalf.
Well, I think you never stand somewhere like that on your own. I mean, there's so many people that help you. You have to have a very strong network in your life and in your work in order to perform well. And in that room, obviously, were all sorts of people where that's the case, where they generate resources and help and assistance for women to be successful.
One of my favorite stories is about a turtle who was sitting on top of a fence post, and a crow flew by and said, Mr. Turtle, how'd you get on top of the fence post? He said, well, one thing's for sure, not by myself.
That's right. Never alone.
That's right. And it was so much fun to meet your dad and your son, Matthew.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Rosado, and getting to know them. I know they were proud of you last night.
Right. Well, I think, you know, it's always something that you share with your family. I think for women particularly, that we're driven not only by our own ambitions, but how do we provide for our families?
Mm-hmm.
And business is such a way to make that happen.
Right.
And there's so much assistance today in terms of organizations that are there, ready, willing to mentor.
It's really, you know, I know a lot of people are saying it's not where we want it to be, but you got to like the trend.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we may not like the numbers, but we got to like the trend, right?
Well, before I started 20 years ago, certainly things have changed. I mean, the amount of resources available today is different.
One of the things that I think about when I think about you is somebody who's continued to reinvent themselves.
Do I have a choice?
We don't, do we?
You know? No, I think you actually have to do that.
Yeah.
Right,
I think about, you know, you wanted to be an attorney, and you found out you could sell.
Yes, that's right.
Became a businesswoman, and now you're actually in your third metamorphosis, sort of. You're doing a lot of speaking, a lot of motivational speaking, and your writing and that sort of thing. By the way, give us a website for your
business. www.edreambig.com.
Edreambig.com, because your book is called
Dream Big.
How about that?
That's great.
And that's available where?
It's available Amazon.com.
Amazon. And that's Deborah Rosado, and on the book it says Deborah Rosado Shaw.
Yes, okay. Either way you'll find it.
I just want to make sure people knew that what they were at the right place. And if anyone is interested in you providing a motivational speech or anything like that,
absolutely,
they can
go to my website.
They can find you there.
And really what had happened was that I got so many awards for doing well in business that I decided to share some of those strategies.
Right.
And it's been tremendous fun to be able to speak to people and see them run with it and go and do great things in their own work and life.
And, you know, folks, I know a little bit about Deborah's beginnings. And she started out in Spanish Harlem in New York, right?
Correct.
And that's not exactly an advantaged neighborhood, is it?
Well, I really started out with sort of all the strikes against me, if you will, and I represent so many people that are really in very, very tough situations. I'm a single mom. I have 3 teenage sons right now, and I raised them for a long time on my own. And it really is possible for you to achieve a dream that you have. You simply have to find the people who want to help you, and there are so many people in organizations.
You can't do it by yourself, but you do have to believe in yourself, don't you?
You have to start with that, absolutely.
Yeah.
But there are many times when we don't believe in ourselves, and somebody believes in us more than we do, and we need them. We need them in play.
We need to find those folks. A friend of mine calls them Loving Mirrors.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a great name. Deborah, congratulations on your Visionary Award here at the Office Depot Women's Conference, Success Conference for Business Women. And I know you're going to be back on the show with us another day. We'll get you back on, and we'll talk some more about how to inspire small business owners, especially women, right?
That'd be great.
Congratulations again.
We're really to Office Depot and the work that they're doing.
Isn't this great? This
amazing.
Is a great venue. A lot of I agree with you. I'll second that, too. Deborah Rosado, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, dream big. And we're going to take a quick break. It's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Nell Merlino. Buckle your seatbelts. Nell Merlino is in the room. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It seems like I haven't had this much fun in a long time. We've got so much done this hour. We got so much left to do. Nell Merlino is in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, and she's been on the show before. You've met her before, but now this is the first time we've met, first time we've been able to do the show face-to-face. I'm excited about it. You may remember that Nell is the founder of an organization called Count Me In. And we're going to talk about that just a little bit. And then we're going to meet one of the people that who's been a benefactor, the beneficiary, I should say, of what Count Me In does. And her name is Carla Vandenberg. And Carla is going to join us in just a second. And we're going to talk to her a little bit about what she does. But first, here's Nell Merlino. Nell, welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And what a great event this is.
I get so much out of this conference every time I come.
Yeah.
You know, you come to something, that's now the fourth year I've been here,
mm-hmm.
and each time I meet great people and also rediscover what an extraordinary company Office Depot is.
It really is. And folks, you know, one thing, Nell, I wanted to mention is if folks will go to OfficeDepot.com and go to the lower left, just a little bit on the left there, there's a banner for this whole conference, and all the things that are going on are being webcast and probably archived. I haven't asked anybody, but I'm assuming they'll be archiving these. So, if you weren't one of the 1,000 ladies who are here, you could still take advantage of this just by going there. And as far as I know, it's free.
Yep.
Yeah, just check it out, folks, because Office Depot really wants small business owners to succeed. And for all the right reasons, for capitalistic reasons, and because they're good customers of Office Depot, but also because it's the right thing to do. But especially women. They really focus on women, too. Now, you've got a success story with you, haven't you?
I certainly do.
Tell us about Carla.
I had the wonderful opportunity to meet Carla. It's the first time we've met. She's from Yakima, Washington, and she has an extraordinary business. We made a loan to her, about a year ago?
Eight months ago.
Let me go ahead and get Carla in here. Carla Vandenberg, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Monkey Doos.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a cool name, right?
I like that name. It fits in with this operation, I'll tell you that, with the Small Business Advocate Show. You know, one word we never use around here, Carla, and I should have told you guys this before, we never use the word normal around here. So sounds like Monkey Doos to fit in very well.
Yeah.
Now, Nell, tell us a little bit about what you were going to say.
She came up with the most incredible idea, and Carla tells the story better. But wasn't it that your son was resisting getting haircuts or something?
Yeah, he didn't like to get a haircut. And so I thought, well, you know, I was bored and I was at home, and Oprah said, do your passion. So I thought, well, I was a golf pro. I sold pharmaceuticals. I've done everything. And I thought, well, you know, there has to be an easier way. And if he's like this, there has to be a lot of little boys like this.
Right.
And little girls need a place to feel like a princess. So I thought, monkey see, monkey do, monkey do's, hair do's, yeah. And make it like a rainforest, and we have little Jeeps and Mercedes, and they watch TV, and they get chocolate manicures.
Hey, I'll go there.
Yeah, it should be out here. Yeah, I was impressed with myself.
I bet you. Well, you should have been, Carla. But let me ask you now.
I want a chocolate manicure.
I can't wait for one of those. What about, I've never had a manicure, but if I ever get one, it's going to have to be a chocolate one now.
Chocolate.
What about, you know, did you have plenty of money just to start this business? No problem?
I started one 3 years ago, so I knew the idea would work, especially if it works in Yakima, Washington. It's going to work anywhere,
How
right?
big is Yakima?
Oh, it's only $60,000, and
yes.
Most people spend their money in Seattle. So
uh-huh.
There's just gas stations and grocery stores and
right.
restaurants, and that's about
apartment
all.
Buildings?
Yeah, yeah. No, there's no apartment building. There was an elevator, so that was a big deal. Nordstrom's left, Yakima.
Okay.
I opened one in the Tri-Cities, it's called. It's a lot bigger population. Mm-hmm. And I ran out of money. And my power, just 2 days before I opened, I couldn't start. So it was all built, and the power got shut off.
Wow.
And it was, I sat there and cried, and no bank would help.
What did they say when you went to see the banks? What did they say?
Well, I was like six different banks, and they all want a second mortgage on your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a dairy farm, so that's already third, fourth, fifth.
Mm-hmm.
They own everything
mm-hmm.
already, and no one really. You have to do a huge business plan, and I even did that, but still, they just wouldn't do it.
They just didn't like the risk that
right.
they were seeing.
No.
And this is and enter count me in.
I went to New York about a year and a half ago. And I was at a booth, and I was complaining about all the men bankers and how they really don't take you serious. And they mentioned, count me in. And I went, oh, yeah, right, because you know, a lot of people talk.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone talks, but hardly anyone does anything. So I wrote it down, and I remembered it. And then I actually went on the website, and I did this little form.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Nell Merlino, who's the founder and the president of Count Me In. And also we've got have another lady here, Tamia Scipio-Smith, is going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. But first I want to get to Nell. And Nell, congratulations on all that you do. I know this was a labor of love for you. I know it was a time when you didn't know if it was going to make it. And thanks to folks like Office Depot and others, you have made it. But you got to feel like after all this, when you see those lights coming on in these ladies' eyes, you got to feel like, you know, that all is right with the world.
It certainly is. There are now over 500 women across the country in all 50 states who have received loans from Count Me In.
Wow.
And I think the challenge for me and the organization, you know, Deborah Rosato is on our board.
Right.
So there are lots of women, mm-hmm. wonderful women out there helping us. Is to make sure that any woman who's out there, who for mm-hmm. some reason isn't ready for a bank or isn't ready for the SBA, that they know that Count Me In's out there and wants to hear what kind of business they want to set up and or wants to help them in a business they've already gotten started.
If somebody wanted to contact you, how would they do that?
The best way to get in touch with Count Me In is through our website.
Right.
And that's www.count-me-in.org.
Okay.
And everything's on the website. The loan application.
The whole application. They submit that. And as Carla said, don't call us. We'll call you. But there's a decent chance that you might get a letter, which Carla did. And I'm assuming Tamia did as
yes,
well.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Now, something really cool happened last night at this conference. At the Visionary Awards banquet.
Absolutely.
What happened?
Well, there was this extraordinary silent auction from Sunday night till Monday night. put on by Mary Wong at Office Depot. Mm-hmm.
In charge of community outreach.
Community outreach.
She's been on the show. She's a great lady.
Extraordinary job. Mm-hmm. And we raised over $75,000.
Wow.
To support Count Me In. And just for folks out there to appreciate what and how Count Me In leverages the money that they get, we're able to distribute almost $750,000 worth of loans using that $75,000.
Wow.
We really are able to leverage because we have a very efficient
right.
way of making the loans. We make the loans online. We
right.
don't have a lot of people. There are five, six of us now who mm-hmm. work really hard so that it's real low overhead. And we are able to use that money to help so many
well,
people.
Well, and I know that you're getting a lot out of the money that you have because I know that until fairly recently, you were operating out of your home.
We were operating. There were four of us operating out of my
That's low administration, folks. I can tell you that right now. Tamia Scipio Smith, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why don't you take a half a minute now and tell us a little bit about Tamia.
Well, Tamia, I'm aware of. Tamia is an attorney, and she was really in need of help to get her office started because I think, as everybody knows,
yeah.
I mean, starting out as a sole practitioner is pretty challenging. And she needed a loan to open her mm-hmm. office, and we were happy to do that. And then something else really cool mm-hmm. happened in the course of conversation with Office Depot. They also agreed to help her get some office furniture, right?
Right. And Tamia, you told this story a little bit on the show before, haven't you?
Yes, that's
yeah.
Correct.
We talked to you once before. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, what is the loan from Count Me In meant to you?
Oh, it's meant a great deal. It helped me to furnish my office. It helped me to prepare for the transition from working
right.
in an office to having my own business.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me with marketing. It allowed me to efficiently manage my office.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me to purchase the other tools like books and everything else that I would need to establish my business.
Right. Now, there's somebody who came in with you. Who is that?
That's my mother.
Your mother. What's her name?
My office administrator.
And what is her name?
Jenny Scipio Strapp.
Jenny Scipio Strapp. We're glad to see her, and I know she's proud of you.
Yes, very much.
Yeah. So. Well, congratulations to what you've done and with your life, and it's good to see the lights come on in Tamia's eyes, Nell. It sure is, and I know you really appreciate the help that you've gotten, and I know we can count on Tamia to be one of the people to give back some of the blessings that she's received.
Yes, indeed.
I find that is true, not only of Tamia, but so many of the women.
Right.
Because so much of this is, I'm a small business owner, and
mm-hmm.
at some point in my career, I was doing really well, and I thought, wow, this is just the coolest thing that could have ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
How can we make it happen for other people?
Right.
And I think every woman this happens to, and I don't know if it's true for men. I'm not a man, but I know for every woman that this happens to, so many of them want to help somebody else.
Right.
And it's what I want
it happens,
to encourage.
It happens to men and women, but women are really focusing on it. I have to say that. We're going to have to wrap it up. Tamia, thanks for being here. Congratulations to you. Nell, great work. Thank you so much for being here. It's fun to be across from you, from the table from you, and I'm excited about it. We're going
to
do this some more. We'll stay in touch
I
with
look
you.
Forward
Give
to
us
it.
The website again. Count.
Count-me-in.org.
Check it out, ladies.
Okay.
Thanks, Nell.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.